holy convocations. And in the New Testament, the word is assembly or assembled are used. They both have the same meaning. Assembly is the synonym for convocations. My title today is Keep Holy the Holy Convocations. We'll be turning to Leviticus 23. But Leviticus 23 in the H4744, convocation means sacred assembly, something called out. Called out, that is a public meeting. So we can see that a convocation is like what we are doing here today. We're coming to a meeting, a holy meeting, a holy convocation. And holy in H6944 means consecrated, sacred, set apart, and hallowed. So we can see that it's very important to God. He commands us to have a holy convocation, and that we can see that we are set apart for a holy purpose. We are to convocate. So let's turn to Leviticus 23 in just the first three verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. In verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest. It's a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord and all your dwellings. And then it goes on and continues and goes on and talks about the seven holy days. So the weekly Sabbath and the seven holy days are holy meetings, and God wants us to come here to congregate on those days. So we know back in Exodus, I'll just refer to Exodus 40, verses 34 through 35, is when the cloud came over the tabernacle, the tent area. That meant that God was there, that the Israelites were supposed to come and convocate and to attend a service. And that's what we did here today. We come here to attend a service. We convocate. So we can see it's a meeting at a specific place, like we are here today in this building. It's a place to come to worship. It's holy. Well, the building isn't holy. I should say is not holy. But it's a holy meeting to God. This meeting with God's people. This is where God is, for we are here keeping his command to be here. For the Spirit of God is here, and in those who have his Spirit and are also being led by his Spirit, it is a calling to worship or to convocate unto the Lord. Let's turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, and start in verse 19. Hebrews 10, verse 19, just to kind of get the context set. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. In verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as it is in the manner of some, but exhorting one another as much as more as you see the day approaching. So evidently, the Hebrews or the Hebrew Jews, the Christian Jews who have become followers of Christ, is some of the context here. It goes to show that maybe some are attending services as they should, because he says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some. So God's command is to come together on his appointed times at church. When I read this verse, I think of not only the Sabbath, but even, you know, through the different days of the week. We're to be here together the week, but it's talking about not forsaking ourselves. We should be getting together with one another also besides the weekly Sabbath to exhort one another in love. And basically, it's basically given to hospitality. Because it does say not forsaking ourselves that come together as a manner of some, for emphasizing it, for exhorting one another, as so much the more as we see the day approaching. The Sabbath is an excellent place and is for the exhorting, but can also be done, as I was said, and should be done maybe over a cup of coffee or a meal or something that we can get together during the week. But on the Sabbath, for sure, and it should be, besides here and also in our maybe in our own personal dwellings or at a restaurant with a cup of coffee, just getting together with the brethren, just exhorting. As we see that, we could look around the world, we can see that even this situation in Iran and the world is a mess. All these things that we can see are probably getting set up for the times ahead, that for the prophesied times, and that we should be helping and strengthening one another. If we can think of it this way, we convocate or assemble on this Sabbath, we are going before the very throne of God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, who is at his right hand. God's throne represents power, beauty, divine sovereignty. It's situated above a crystal sea of glass reflecting peace and holiness. It shines with jasper, sardis, and an emerald rainbow. And surrounded by 24 elders and four living creatures, possibly cherubim, it radiates with lightning and thunder and divine power, and different creatures giving glory and honor. These creatures are day and night. They never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty who was and is to come." Brethren, we are here. We're coming before that spiritual throne. It is important to be here because God has set his name here where the ministry or the church has got the place for us to rent, to be here. So I can't imagine this, but it is happening now. I hope this is humbling to us when we think about that. We're not just us here sitting here. We're coming before the very throne of our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father. It's a calling to be able to meet by honoring his commandments, but more importantly, honoring the assembly because we want to and we want to please God. We can be so thankful for the disciples and others that were assembled as Jesus taught them to do, to wait for the Helper, which started the church, the body of Christ, which we have the blessing to be part of. We are before that spiritual throne when we are here, keeping his Sabbath and the holy days and the regular other days. No, in reference to Hebrews 10 and verse 25, I'd like to mention Matthew 18 and verse 20. It would be good to read the whole chapter to get it in context. I know I've heard of some people in some other church areas that where the scripture says in verse, it says, if two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So does that mean that an individual person of the body of Christ should just be keeping a Sabbath with just one or two people and calling it as the place of worship? You know, that's not what the context is saying. It's basically talking about the ministry who is dealing with some conflict in the church, and that when the ministry gathered together in two or three in their name, that God would be with them to help them in their decisions and counseling. It has nothing to do with meeting and assembling in place of the Sabbath. So we can be thankful for the webcast, especially the internet, now that we, you know, this has been around for decades, but when we absolutely cannot make it to services for sicknesses or many different things that come up in our lives, it is a blessing to be able to have the internet and to watch on the webcast. But generally, God says that we are to convocate to be here. So, brethren, what a wonderful calling we have that the God of the universe wants to build a relationship with those of his children. He brings us together to worship him and to be taught from his ministry, his word, so that we can grow and please God and build a loving relationship with God and with one another, in serving one another, preparing and making preparations to the kingdom of God.